You know, they've seen your browser history, right? They've been joking about it in the group text for months. They know what you're searching late at night. Cuckle, girlfriend. Cuckle, cream pie, gangbang. I guess you probably never figured you'd get to watch the woman you love and treasure star in a cream pie gangbang right in front of your very eyes. I bet you didn't put two and two together and realize that you wouldn't really be a very important part of it either. You or your little cock. I bet you didn't realize that you would be forgotten a minute or two into the action. Or that I would forget to even look at you during the act. I guess you probably thought it was hot to jerk off to videos like that. But that you're a little scared to have it happen in real life, aren't you? That's why you've never brought it up with me, right? And I know you probably didn't expect it would be your close friends fucking your girlfriend. Maybe you thought if me cuckling you went wrong, you'd be able to go to get them for advice. Well, that might not work so well anymore. I know it's a little scary, but you've gotta be brave. This started off as something I wanted to do for you to make you happy. But as we've planned this out for you, I've realized that it's actually not something we can compromise on. This isn't for you anymore. It's for me. Let me spell it out for you. I need more than what you can give me. I need to be fucked like I was by Jake. Like you can't. In fact, I just need to be fucked by Jake. And by your friends. And it's not going to be one-time thing. You're going to be finding your buddies hanging around our place a lot more often from now on. And sometimes I'll need you to go sleep on the couch if I invite one of them over for a late night fuck. Sometimes you're gonna come home from work and find me snuggling under a blanket on the couch with one of your housemates. And we won't be watching Netflix, we'll be watching porn. You're going to see my arms moving under the blanket and know exactly what I'm doing. Other times, you might go to your boss's office to ask him a question only to find me there sitting on his lap. And as you get closer, you'll see that I'm wearing a skirt and my panties are on the floor. And you'll realize his big cock is buried much deeper inside of me than you've ever been. And you'll ask your question. We'll say hi, and then you'll turn around and walk out, closing the door behind you, so he can get back to pleasing me like you can't. And those days, your entire office will be leaving with him at the end of the day, not you. He'll be thanking you for being a good sport as we walk out, and that asshole in finance will laugh. Because you can't do your duty properly as a boyfriend and make me come, so I need to turn to others around you to do so in your place. You'll be a polite boy and thank them for fucking me. I need you to thank your boss, your friends, and your housemates, and especially that asshole from finance who bullies you. Thank them for fucking me. I need you to repeat after me. Thanks for fucking my girlfriend and making her cum because I can't. Thanks for pumping your cum in my girlfriend's pussy for letting me to lick out when she gets home. Thanks for stretching her out so she can't feel my little cock. Text me if you ever need to order her an Uber to get over to your place or to any of your friends who needs a hole to come in. Anyway, back to that trip we were talking about. This whole thing will all start innocently. One of them will find an excuse to let their hand brush up against my ass. When they say that you don't do anything about it, they'll grow more bold. A playful, good game of slap to my ass after a tough game of beer pong. Then, a quick squeeze of my tits while we're goofing around. Then, one of the guys will decide to help me put on sunscreen, but for some reason he'll think my ass crack and the inner thighs need more coverage than anywhere else. Anywhere else except for my pussy, of course. At first, you'll be finding used condoms around and wondering where they came from, but soon, the guys will be inviting me to go for walks. And when I come back, you'll notice I always seem to have that same white, creamy sunscreen dripping all over my pussy and thighs. And you'll notice my pussy tastes different than usual. But we'll both agree it's a good change, and it tastes better than it used to. And that's whatever's happening is a good thing. I'll promise to figure out why my pussy is suddenly tasting so good and try to make sure it keeps happening. And we'll both pretend I'm just wetter and thicker than usual. And so I'll have to ask you to go down on me every few hours to try to manage the continual increase in this thick, globby white stuff that keeps showing up inside of me. Sometimes you'll ask me why there are ropes of it on my butt door, or my breasts, or a glob on my lips, and I'll smile and tell you I'm not sure, but I think your friend was involved. And I'll ask you to kiss me and push it into your mouth. You'll notice that whenever I disappear for a while, I always taste better immediately afterwards. And so you're always having me sit on your face and giving me at least a few good licks whenever you greet me. I'll start sending you a text with just two words, snack time. And you'll come and find me. You'll reach down and feel how sticky I am in my slit. And you'll obediently get down on your knees and lick it all up off my swollen pussy lips. And probe each and every fold of my lips. Stick your tongue as deep as you can inside of me, just to get it all out. You'll make sure not to miss a single drop as you unknowingly lick your friend's cum off your girlfriend's used pussy. I'll tell you how proud I am of you for being such a gentleman. And somehow, your friends will start figuring out when my pussy is going to be messy. They'll start texting you when it's time for a snack too. Or if you mention you're getting hungry, they'll laugh and tell you they'll go find me and make sure there's something warm and wet to eat off my thighs. Whatever that means. Eventually, they'll start asking me to stop letting you fuck me after they've all pumped me full of cum. At first, I'll resist because I feel bad for you, but eventually I'll decide their needs are more important than yours, and I'll convince you it's for the best anyway. They'll tell me to only let you lick my pussy clean and jerk off while you watch them take me, and I will. But by the end of the weekend, they'll have asked you to move out of our tent and into another, and you'll hear me moaning more than I've ever have with you each night as I lay alone in your tent. You'll jerk your little penis to the symphony of my orgasms that sound a little more real than what you've ever heard me produce. I'll be staying with them, but just so I can stay warm at night, okay? I know this all sounds like a lot right now, babe, but we've been thinking about how this is going to go for a while. We've figured it all out. I'm doing this for you because I love you. Now, I need you to pull your pants down and prove that this is what you want. And There's this white, sticky cream leaking out of my pussy I need you to clean up too. For some reason, I've been getting more wet than usual lately.